Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, all flight controllers, I'm going around the horn. Make your gunner goes based on the data you have for an LOS. I see we got it back. Give you another few seconds.
We're yelling, fine.
Okay, retro,
go.
Fido,
go.
Guide,
go.
Control,
go.
Telcom,
go.
Jinsei,
go.
Econ,
go.
Surgeon,
go.
Capcom, we're go to continue PDI.
Coming to you live from the Haunted Studios in Shingle Springs, California, this is Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio with your host, John Almada.
Nothing.
Oh, Doctor, I'm...
No. Be of good cheer. If science teaches us anything, it teaches us to accept our failures as well as our successes with quiet dignity and grace.
Son of a bitch! What did you do to me? What did you do to me?
Stop it! You kill him!
I don't want to live! I do not want to live!
Quiet dignity and grace.
Oh, Mama!
That's a lot more than I was able to do. Anyway, hey, this is Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio, and tonight is Soul Stream. I have about probably 70% of my voice back. It's been a week and a half of real fun with this virus that hit my throat, and I ended up with a secondary infection, and I ended up on some medicines that kind of put me down there for a while, guys. So, yeah, I see got a few people popping in now. We got Dan's with us, Kathy. Is manning the chat room and actually femaling. I got to quit being so sexist. So she's guarding the chat room. There we go. And she's real good at it, too. She's not afraid of the boot button, and she's real good with it here. I'm especially trained. She has many weapons. And let's see. We have Dan. We have Dominica Morte is here. Hi, Dom. And she sang me happy birthday tonight on Kathy's show. So it was good to be on there for an hour and talk shop about everything. We have Karen's Dream. Karen is going to be, and I'm just going to bring her on here shortly. Let's see, she's dialed in. Karen's with us, and we've had a few other people popping in and out, so I'm sure we'll see more people. We have Ms. Ghost is here. Hello. So, yeah, good to see you, my dear. And she's a favorite of ours and another amazing EVP specialist. She does some great work, and I'm trying to remember her website. I know she's in Michigan. And she's with a group out there, and they do, I think they do on-site investigations and things like that. So give them a look and check out what she's up to out there. And let's see. Oh, and by the way, I have never forgotten about those magnets. I actually have them now. And Studio A, by the way, and what I'm talking about with the magnets is in Studio A, I have a duplicate facility to where I'm at right now in Studio B, and it's actually online and up and running now. But I didn't feel like operating out of there tonight because I already had this house cool because it got the 102 degrees out here. So I'm here in Studio B. But we're going to be doing some interesting new experiments with some of the new gear, and I hope that Ms. Ghost drops in, and maybe I ought to have her on as a guest on my show. I see if we can talk her into being appearing with us and sharing some of her EVPs. Well, with that said, let's see. We're going to go ahead and bring Karen in. And hello, Karen.
Hi, John. Good to hear your voice again.
Yeah, it's good to have it back. I'm definitely not my usual deep baritone, but I'm kind of holding it at a certain level so I don't push it too far. But, boy.
You sound a lot better than you did.
Yeah, it was so bad. People were calling in to the house here to talk to me, and there was sometimes it was just it hurt so much to talk that I just would look at the phone and I just go, I can't talk. I mean, I'd love to answer it, but I just cannot talk. And what I found, though, was salt water and doing all kinds of gargles. And then I found lemon tea. Lemon tea seems to help quite a bit. So hot drinks and 7-Up has been my friend, a lot of 7-Up. And ibuprofen, lots and lots of ibuprofen. And they give some other stuff that it's a really nasty-tasting pain reliever. It's like a liquid gel. And the only trouble is when it wore off, it hurt even more. So I just kind of had to give up using that. I just said, you know what, like I'll just have to endure it. So, but and I'm also on a liquid antibiotic. So, I mean, I really took a hit here. But, you know, what's amazing, though, is what you do when you find yourself without a voice is you turn inward kind of naturally. So I went into doing some meditation work and things like that, and it was a good experience. So, you know, you take the punches when you get them and you roll with it and translate that energy into something good. And I see Light Seeker is back with us. And Sherry McDonald, good to see you here with us. So,
oh,
you know,
hi, Sherry.
Yeah, so good to see everybody here. And, you know, the number here is 646-478-0377. We're going to be doing Soul Streams tonight for those of you who call in. And I have so missed doing this. This is one of my favorite things of all to do, other than working with my team out in the field and hunting earthbound spirits and other entities out there. This is right up there. Probably this beats even that because of the people we touch and the stories that come through the door and the things that have happened. We've had everything from criminal investigations could come through privately to me to you know, people looking for folks to stories about properties and haunts and loves and regrets and everything in between. You just cannot, you just never know what's going to call in. So definitely get on and give us a call. We'll be on. I'm going to try to take it to 2 hours. If I feel like I'm not going to make it, I'll make it 90 minutes. But I'm going to do my darndest, and we'll take a few breaks, and I'll run a little music and. Just let Sherry sing to you, or not Sherry, but sorry, I'm looking at Sherry's name and I'm thinking Karen, brain dead. But Karen will
kind of gone
with,
too. So
your voice is kind of gone. What are you?
Yeah.
You know, what have you been up to?
Just working.
Just working. No, and there's no just working with you. I mean, you're GRI Arizona. You have massive new cases going on. You have much going on that. Ghosts are lining up to talk to you.
Well, I'm looking forward to talking to them.
Yeah, as a matter of fact,
I want to take things a step farther. So I need to find some ghosts or spirits who are willing to help me and who will talk to me, you know, on a regular basis.
Well,
so I can,
you know,
ask questions.
It's funny when you do the EVP work like what we do here, it seems to bring in that kind of energy. Now that you're going to do co-hosting with us, I have a feeling that's going to need to happen for you. What I found here in working with Big Circle and Debbie Caruso, and by the way, Debbie, I'm here. I'm going to be working tonight. So I'm hoping Big Circle's with us tonight. And, yeah, Debbie Caruso, as many of you know, is a lady who did this work when she was on this side of the veil, and she did something that normally spirits don't do. She immediately jumped right in. Didn't wait 2 years like most spirits, 2 months, 2 years, somewhere in there, most spirits take before they start kind of coming back around and interacting with the world. She jumped right in, and she's extremely dynamic. She was meant to do this kind of work. So, oh, yes, and this ghost is talking about honey and lemon. I have been doing that. That's actually some good stuff. Not a singer myself, but I've been using the honey and lemon trick and a little bit of whiskey once in a while, but not much. I just had to be a little bit of whiskey. It's just amazing the things that come through from a Big Circle. And,
well, I'm sorry.
Oh, go ahead.
Well, I've just been thinking, with all the ghost hunting shows and all the ghost hunting groups, we've pretty much, got the evidence, I mean, was the start of it, was to go out and get evidence and prove that there is something beyond us, and I think pretty much everybody's got so much proof of it, that I think we need to take it a step further, which is what you're doing, and that's what I would like to do. I think that's we need to do that.
Yeah, I'm through trying to prove that the paranormal exists because, it's day-to-day reality for me, and I see it so much, and with the mediumship and all the EVPs and the things that go on. To me, it's the stories now and the lives and the people we touch, and I'm really getting into that. That seems to be the real payoff with this. Of course, we make no money with it. I mean, this is all out of pocket for me, but it's the best out of pocket I've ever done. I mean, you couldn't ask for a better life than to do this kind of work. It's truly a passion, And when you have good team members like you, who come in and work and do the same kind of things, it's just a blessing. So thank you for being on the team, by the way.
Well, thank you for having me.
Yeah, and she's going to be coming up to up here to Shingle Springs, out where I'm at here in California, in the next 2 weeks. We're going to be actually going out to Bodie, California, and Bodie is a ghost town. It's the finest preserved ghost town in the western United States, and it's literally in a high desert, hardly any moisture. It gets snow, but it looks like you were there yesterday. With people that had got up and left. This looks like they were gone, they just picked up and left yesterday. And yet it's been 100 years, or in some cases 70 years or so, that they've been out of there. And there are coffins in the mortuary area. All the utilities and things that the mortician used are all still there. The stores are all still stocked with their goods and food that's still edible. We got great, great EVPs there, and it's just an amazing, amazing place to go. So we are taking the team and are going to be going out there, July 30th, I think it is. Actually, we'll be leaving the night before, I think the 29th. We're going to just, tool on out of here, get a hotel, and then get everything ready. And in the morning, we're going to do the day mission. And we'll be trying out the full-spectrum camera in daylight as one of the things, and all our new technologies. So this is a real shakedown mission and training mission on top of a major mission for us. And a lot of the team that are going to go are all going to get a real treat with all the new stuff we've been picking up. So I've been busy. I've been buying these new toys, it's going to be great to see everybody's face light up when they get handed a major new thing that they've never seen before. So.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yep, and I'm just looking forward to seeing these spirits again, especially the ones that said we were teasing them last time, because I'm going to kind of make sure that, especially in the downtown area, they were real kind of, there was one woman there that came in and goes, let's snow them. Like she was, they're going to mess with our heads. And I'm just going to say, hey, we were here to be respectful to you, so We're not like other ghosts, you know, hunting teams. We come in with a real respect of spirits, so it should be interesting. But hey, you know what? We've got callers.
Oh, we do? Cool.
Yeah, I got I've never seen this before, but I have an 800 number who's sitting out there who does not have their hand. So, it's probably like Time Life going to sell me something, but their hand is not up, so I'm going to skip past them. I think they're just listening in. So 800 caller, if you do want to put your hand up, you press the 1 and I'll see that. The 616 caller is I'm going to take next. Karen, I just wanted to ask you, can you hear all the fans that are on here in my place? Because I'm just running without air conditioning. I'm just using fans. Are you hearing much in the background?
No. It's very light.
Okay. All right. Well, oh, boy, I'm just starting to lose a little bit here. Oh, well, thank God.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I just started to seize a little bit, so I'm going to I'm just going to take it. I'll notch it down a little bit. Okay, 616, I'm going to go ahead and bring you on. You are on here, 616.
Hello, it's Pamela. I just wanted to let you know that your website won't open, your chat room won't open. Even if I go to Google and go that way, it doesn't open at all.
Oh, really? On our Ghostwriter Investigations chat site?
Right.
Okay, I'll tell you what.
Not even your website opens.
That
really?
That's what I'm on.
You know what? Where are you at?
Michigan?
That's why. There's a particular city in there that I had some difficulty back in May with an individual there, and you probably share... are in that same. I use what's called GeoIP technology in my website to do some security programming, and so I will look into that. I'll check the logs and see if when you came in, and I'll just make the appropriate adjustments after the show. So I apologize about that, my dear.
Oh, okay. At least I didn't go to the FBI website.
Yeah, no, it's just we had all those troubles with that those two different individuals. One was in Texas and one was in Michigan, and it was there was a lot of bad stuff started happening, and I had to take certain actions that just were it was really counter to what I wanted to do, but to keep the show running as peacefully as I could, I had to take steps like that. So,
I don't blame you.
Yeah,
I think that's great.
Yeah, so I'll go ahead and loosen that up a little bit and get you fixed up. So,
Dom just said that paranormal couldn't get in either.
Okay, well, I'll just open things up a little bit and see what we get now. What I did have some trouble with when we did open up to non-U.S. sites, I had some non-U.S. sites that came in Hong Kong, and I had something in England. And we got descended on by trolls, and Kathy came in and started manning the boot button really well. And it was Grand Rapids. I had one of those.
Oh, I'm very near Grand Rapids. I'm just north of there.
Yeah, there's a lot. There's a major hub through there that takes in a lot of the municipalities around there. So I'll back it off a little bit. I think things have quieted down quite a bit, and I think we're in good shape. So.
Oh, that way Kathy can use her boot button. She loves to do that.
What's that?
I think Kathy just loves to use that boot button anyway, so.
Oh, Kathy is. She's like, she puts on military garb and, you know, there's like, she's like a Navy SEAL when it comes to that thing. she's sitting here. John, keep looking up your Blog Talk chat. I think for now, Kathy, I think we'll just stick with it tonight just with this and, I'll just make the changes tonight. And I'm going to be on tomorrow, too, with the show with Elizabeth. I'm going to be on 3 to 5 Pacific with Elizabeth Rose on Z-Talk Radio, too, and I might open up chat then. I don't know. So we'll just test it out and make sure everybody can get in. And I'll co-broadcast that with Elizabeth like we did last time. Anyway, so are you wanting to do any soul streaming tonight there, Pamela?
No. No. Well, I mean, didn't you say something about asking something about something you have around there?
God, I'm trying to think of.
Liz, something you said at the end of Kathy's show, having people ask questions about something around there, I thought, but I might have heard it wrong.
Well, we do, you know, it's not always all soul streaming. I mean, we can do just general talk and general questions and chat and things like that. I mean, I'm pretty flexible here on the show.
Okay.
Yeah, so I don't know. You got anything you want to talk about?
Oh, gosh. I have a million different subjects I could talk about. What's your favorite subject?
Right now, mediumship. It seems to be a big on my mind.
Yes, it's really good. Was it Arthur Findlay College you were talking about?
Yeah, I've been reading John Holland's books quite a bit, and the reason that ship's been coming up is there's been an awful lot that has just been kind of leading me that direction and going into this further and further. And John Holland had talked about some of the necessary steps for doing the development process that I really agree with, and I covered it in the last show, at Kathy's show, a little bit. But the bottom line is that when you do mediumship work, it's good to have a good base and a structure to lean on, and to go back and re-review what you really think you know about the spirit world, and about all the things that you think you do correctly that you're going to find out that you don't. And with the voice gone, I started reviewing some of these things just on my own without a benefit of a class, and I was shocked at what I had made assumptions about. So it's actually a good investment, you know, and I'm going to put a little money in this and do the right thing and go through and fill in the areas where I need to. And because I do have mediumship skills, I've been developing this. It's something that's been coming along for a long time, and I just want to do it right, you know. So it's something there. But you have revealed in your letters to me that you are a medium also, and you've been doing it almost all your life.
Yes, actually, yes. I didn't even realize what it was when I was young, you know. I just thought it was pretty normal because so many people in my family talked about it as well. It took a long time before I realized other people didn't have those abilities. As far as like a school, I know you had mentioned in Kathy's show that I'd said in my letters, why do you want to go to the school? Because, you know, I mean, it's not for everybody, and for some people it is. I think it's a really good idea if that's what you feel you need to do, because everyone needs to do what they feel is right for them.
Yeah,
and I've read most of John's books as well, and I can tell you they are awesome. In my opinion, he's the best psychic in this country today. I mean, I know there are several people that that others would argue are better, but I like him because he's very grounded and down to earth in the way he reads for people. He's very personable. Even though he is one of the best, he doesn't charge astronomical amounts like some of these others do. You know, I mean, he is really an amazing person, and he has a really good story, and he's very talented at leading and teaching, and I think you picked a really good person. I really do.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, the stories are very much the kind of thing that we see here that he talks about, and I just... the more I read it, you know, you could see he was coming from the heart. And he says something that's really different than a lot of the other books I've read, which, are, you know, there's a lot of other great psychics out there in mediums and, you know, psychic mediums that do this kind of work. And they're really great people, but he's like a cut above. And what I really liked is what he talked about this being a form of service. And,
yeah.
And you really are living a life of service when you do mediumship. And
absolutely.
That appealed to me a lot because that's exactly what the CVP work is that we're doing with the soul streaming. Now, Sherry McDonald wants to know what soul streaming is. I just saw Kathy pop this up. The soul streaming is a kind of mediumship in a way. It's mediumship backed up with physical evidence, meaning that, when people come on and ask and dial in and ask a question, on the air, we're recording that, and Big Circle, who are the folks on the other side that we work with, facilitate helping get the message through from whomever spirit or spirits that are being communicated with. They come through and they all work together, and it's an amazing process, and it's something that we just sort of evolved as we went along. And we get some amazing, amazing stuff comes through, and a lot of people will listen to me do this work, and I have the EVP ear. I've been doing this a long, long time, and I'm able to pull this stuff out of the chatter, and it's, I've worked out a method, and it seems to do the job, and we're having a great time with it. And that's kind of where it led me further and further into, especially with my private sessions, because I talk in private with spirit and using this method. And I started having experiences without the EVP, and it just kind of told me and showed me that this can go further for me. But what I like about the EVP stuff, though, is people get an objective piece of evidence. They get something that kind of proves, especially sometimes it's actually quite clear. They'll hear their own relatives talking and different things. So, that's the appeal of it to me, is that it's not just some take it on faith thing. You're actually getting something real out of the experience. But mediumship, especially people who do really good work and can really provide high quality evidence that they are communicating as an in-between, a go-between with spirit, is just an ideal thing. And the thing I liked with John Holland was that the schools he went to were especially tough on making you be the best medium you could be, and uh-huh. What they did was feedback process, and because there are mediums and there are mediums, and you see the ones who kind of lead the person on asking questions, leading questions, and just throwing out really general stuff. The Arthur Findlay College where he went. Force the issue with being as detailed as you could possibly be and just letting go and delivering the message. And that is exactly the kind of mediumship that I like. And I've seen people who do that both in person and, on in the radio and TV. And
I first found him on Hay House Radio. He has a radio show on Hay House Radio, and he takes callers and does free online readings, and that's where I first found him and was very taken with him. And I'd always look for his shows.
He is the real deal, and I can't say enough good things about it. I'm going to try to get him on sometime this year. I know he's an extremely hard person to get hold of, and I'm going to just work at it.
That would be awesome.
Some of these people is just, you're never going to get them on. Like Mia Dolan. I mean, I had a
John, you're going to get him on, because there's been two other people that on BTR that have had him on that I know of just in the last 6 months, and I don't know about before that. But
I'll give it a shot. But I really want to get him on and actually talk with him, because he's been a real beneficial influence for the things that I'm going through, and I just see some pretty interesting things, going to be happening with this. Now, I don't know where this is all going to go, but I can tell you this, the experiences that have walked through the door here in this little corner of the internet have been just astounding. I mean, and it's funny, because after the shows, I go up to the house to check on Mom and Dad, and Mom will go, "What happened on the show tonight?" Because she's not into computers and all, so I have to tell her everything that goes on, and it's like it's like delivering the news, like I'm the mailman. I tell about the different cases and things that come through. So it's really you're building memories for people. They remember this stuff, especially, so it's not like you're doing some average 9-to-5 job. This is getting into people's hearts. And you're doing the very best you can for them, and trying to do right by them,
Mm-hmm. Well, I find it to be highly personable, much much more personal than the relationship you would have with your pastor or your doctor even, because you're given the responsibility of holding personal secrets and knowledge and memories of not just one person, but multiple people and their families. And my experience, which is one of the things I really love about it, is that, you know, when I do one person, they always recommend other people in their family, and I have several groups of family members that come to me regularly, so I really like that part about it because it is very personable. You know, you have to be able to hold those secrets of everyone that you speak to.
Yeah, you're dead on. I mean, the one saving grace for me is that when I do these things, you could ask me the next day on some of this, and I go, huh? And
I tend to forget until they remind me, and then I go, oh yes, okay. Then it all floods back. But I agree with you.
Yeah, I would love to see, based on just my technical bent. When you do this kind of work, you're using different parts of the brain, and there's something called positron emission tomography, which is a PET scan.
What it is. I've used it.
Oh, yeah. I'd love to see what would happen when you're actually doing mediumship or the kind of work we're doing here on air, and see what happens when you do these kinds of things, because I really suspect it's heightening blood flow and function in different parts of the brain, and the short-term centers are just all being shut down because you're just passing this stuff through. But
I can't remember. You're talking the color ones? The color?
Yeah, it shows
I can't remember what the colors mean, but I remember people doing it when they're having, when they're doing a reading. And it's very, very blue everywhere. It's like the brain becomes 90% blue.
Yeah, that's it. It's the use of antimatter, which are positrons, are basically the exact opposite of electrons. And in small doses, the positrons are not going to cause any problems. They're destroyed by, you know, reacting with the matter that they come into contact with. And those emissions show up where the positrons are basically congregating. So that shows, empirically, it shows the more active parts of the brain at work. And so it's a really useful tool. Now, we're getting a lot of callers, by the way, and Kathy was asking if anybody was going to do soul streaming. I've got all five lines filled up, and no one is raising their hands, so I'm going to stay with you.
I know Sherry said she would do it. She'd like to try it.
Oh, Sherry would like to try it. If they raise their hand, whoever gets their hand up first, we'll definitely bring on here in a second. But, you know, we'll just continue on. It's you know, to me, the idea that this is, though, that, you know, you look at the effect, though, when we do these readings and we forget so quickly, that's I almost think it's like protecting us in a way. Because so much floods through, and you're so tired at the end of these readings, especially after a full evening of work.
You feel tired?
Yeah, I get a little worn down. You especially if you do too much of this, you definitely do get a bit of a wear down, and there's a certain tolerance that you have for it.
You need to ground. And well, that's probably because you're just starting to do it, or you need to ground, or both. But I think the reason I actually get charged up, and I think it might be the way I've learned to channel the energy, actually, because of doing Reiki. I've learned to do that very well. But what was I just going to say? Oh my gosh, went blank. I'm sorry.
I would agree with you. And so 407, you're going to be next. I see you're the first one to get your hand up there. So, but I agree with you. I think that there are ways to counter that. I've been working on improving physically myself, but unfortunately, I got tagged really bad at this thing that hit me But so I'm going to be building myself back up again. But I do think it's physical and mental exercises you can do to mitigate that. But one thing I've seen with the paranormal, especially you know, field investigation and that kind of thing, you really have to do these kinds of things ahead of time to prepare, because it will take it out of you. You know, there's a
Now, you're right about that. If I don't meditate and open my chakras properly before I do readings, it is tough, and I do get worn down, and I feel exhausted afterwards. But I don't even let that happen anymore, because after a few times of that, you learn after once or twice. It's just a totally different experience. But I know what I was going to say.
Energy of the universe instead of your own.
Right, exactly.
Right.
And I remember what I was going to say now. I was going to say, I channel a couple of angels, and I never know when it's going to happen. I don't ask them. It's just sometimes I'll be doing a reading for a person, and all of a sudden, one of my angels, there's two that are with me constantly that, you know, will speak through me sometimes. And when they start doing it, it's really strange experience, because it's like, all of a sudden they walk in, they pick me up, and they set me to the side, and they just use my body. And I can't ever, I can hear the words I'm saying when they're being said, but I cannot tell you 2 seconds later what they were.
Yeah, that's trans-channeling, and it's not as common as it used to be. It was a big thing 20 years ago or so, but it's now it's fewer people. Oh, my K2 just went crazy. I had the K2 on, and as soon as I said that, the K2 just went almost pegged.
You got an angel talking to you, John.
Oh, yeah, they come in here on the show, so it's good to see everybody's here, and I'm sure Big Circle's letting me know, hey, guys, we're here. But, Canada wants to get in. Okay, I'll let Canada in there.
Well, I will hang up and let your line be open more. Is the chat room available for me to get in yet?
I'm going to have to, I'll tell you what, I'll take a break after this next reading is over. I'll take a short break. I'll make some edits into the software. And it's going to take about 3 minutes, and then I'll open things back up and I'll let everybody know. Sound like a winner?
Sure.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Thank you much, Pamela.
Thank you. So nice talking to
Hi,
you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. Okay, we have 832 out there, but their hand's not up, and we, 832 just hung up. Okay, we have, they didn't hang up. It was, never mind, brain dead. 832 is still out there. That was Pamela hanging up, dumb me. You can tell it's been a while since I've been in the studio. 407 does have their hand up, so I'm going to go ahead and take 407, and you are on the air, 407.
Hi, John. Hi, everyone.
Hi.
Sherry?
Sherry.
Hi, Sherry.
It's
so good you're here. Just so everybody knows, Sherry and I met on the Hornet the same time that I met John. That was last year, wasn't it?
Yes.
It was July 11th. It was my birthday. And
yes.
Turned 50 years old on the show.
Yes.
That's right. So what can we do for you, my friend?
Curious about what you were doing, and I'm not quite understanding what you do for your soul. What is it?
Soul streaming. Okay.
Yeah.
The way this works is we use what's called an FM source, and basically I take a standard FM radio, and I have a particular frequency I like. It's usually in the 100 megahertz range. And I find an empty slot where there's no broadcast coming through. I then wrap the radio in basically in a shielding material that prevents even it basically locks out any further radio transmissions from possibly getting in. And then I hook an audio cable to that and bring that into the mixer, into the computer. Now, what this does for me is when, I have a person on asking questions, I'm running that in the background. It provides a little extra energy for our friends on the other side to use. And they use it quite well, believe me. And what ends up happening is we have you ask questions. Pardon me?
It's like a cage that you put around it so nothing else can enter into that area.
It's kind of like a Faraday cage, yeah. A Faraday cage is basically designed to screen out radio signals, and it's kind of a null environment for keeping out any stray radio emissions. I use foil in a complete containment system to do that. So I go to great lengths to try to make sure that we're getting you genuine stuff and not just some, you know, not picking up KBXL out in the, you know, high desert someplace. But what happens is I go through a five count. I then have you go ahead and do your question, and then I'll tell you, you go ahead and ask your question and keep it short. And then what happens is then we go ahead and let it run out for sometimes 30 seconds, 45 seconds, and then I'll say stop, and we go back and we analyze that. And so what I do is I chatted up with you a little bit. I'm not trying to end. A lot of people say, oh, you're trying to lead in, you know, with other things. And I'm just basically filling in the time while I'm running the audio filtrations that I have to do to bring the spirit voices out. And then when I'm ready, we go ahead and I just start walking through what we do in short clips. And I write everything down, and you get to hear what's been said to you. So if you have somebody in mind that you would want to talk with, somebody who's passed, or you have, maybe one of your guides you want to talk to. We've even had Mother Earth. We've had somebody wanting to talk to God. We've done it all. So, and we've gotten results. It's surprising what comes through.
Okay.
So did you want to try it?
Sure, I'd love to try it.
Okay. Tell you what, I'm going to go ahead and... One thing I did not do is I did not check my... No, good enough. I've got the FM running. I did not check my... go through my usual checks. I've been away so long, I forgot all my darn habits here. So let me make sure. Yep. Okay, I think we're set. Now, you have someone in mind that you want to talk with?
Sure. I'd like to talk with my brother.
Okay. Okay, I'm just writing down brother. Now, I'm not going to ask the name on the brother, okay, because I want to be fair. And sometimes we have nights where they will come through and you will get all kinds of names. And so we never know what's quite going to happen. Now, make sure when you do the question, we get some folks come in here and they'll ask the question that runs 45 seconds. So just think of the one thing that you really want to get them to talk about. And then we'll just go ahead and have you do it in 10 seconds or less, and then we'll just let it run for probably upwards of a minute, and then we'll see what we get. So
okay.
You all set up? Okay.
Sure.
So I'm going to run a quick check recording since I've been away 2 weeks. So let me see. Testing 1 2 3 check check check. Testing 1 2 3 check check check. Okay, we're all set. Here we go. And I'm gonna go ahead and do the five count. Then I'll cut my mic down, and you do your talking. And the other thing is, just get real quiet afterwards. So don't fiddle around or make any noises. Just get as quiet as you can be. And then I'll step in when the time is right. So here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Okay. Are you with any of our family members?
Go ahead and do a second question.
Have you been visiting me in the past year?
Okay, I ended it at 1 minute in 1.5 seconds. So I'm going to go ahead and cut the FM signal down. And let's go ahead and, God, it's kind of weird. I've got my flashes of my voice, my old deep-throated voice come back here. It's kind of cool. Comes in and out. It's like, sometimes it's like, it's not so good. And then all of a sudden it'll come back. And then all of a sudden it goes away. And, okay, I just went ahead and amplified your voice and ran the first compression set. And let's see what we get. You were real quiet, so I've got a good feeling we're going to have a nice clean set here. So let me go ahead and run the first set of compressions. And your brother, how long has he been passed?
About 4 years.
Oh my. Was it something sudden, or was it a disease thing, or?
It was very sudden. We didn't know what happened.
Oh, really? I mean, was it an accident or something like that?
No, they just found him. He had passed in his sleep.
Oh my.
Has there been something happening that you think he's been coming around?
Yeah, I kind of feel him around, but it could be because his daughter just had a child about a year ago, and I kind of feel he's watching over us.
Oh, I'm sure he is.
Yeah, I would believe that, big time. Okay, I'm just going to go ahead and Karen, if you can keep, because I'm going to let my voice rest a minute, I'm just going to go ahead and go through and just keep talking with her.
Okay.
Because I need a rest here for a second.
Okay. What I'm here for.
That's the question.
So, Sherry, what have you been doing?
I'm back here in Orlando, and I'm with my friends again, and it's wonderful. Been dancing and drumming and visiting everyone, and I don't know how much longer I'll be here, but I'm enjoying my time while I can.
Well, that sounds great.
Yeah.
I know, I kind of miss, you know,
I'm not close to you
anymore.
You're only a plane ride away.
Yeah.
I'll come visit.
Did you ever get to look at any of the evidence that we got from the asylum?
No, I've been in packing my things in pods, and they're still in there, so I really have no access to anything. So I'm kind of in limbo land here until we figure out what we're doing.
I know. I'm supposed to come on the show and talk about it. We haven't done it yet. It took me a while to go through a lot of my EVPs and stuff like that, but I think I got them all now, and I've got my story all written down. So one day John's going to have me on, and we're going to talk about what our experience is there.
Well, yeah, if I get anything between now and then, I will definitely send it to you.
Okay, that'd be great.
Which asylum was this?
That was in Tooele,
Asylum
Utah.
49.
Yeah, Asylum 49.
Oh, is that the Utah one you guys went to?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was an amazing place, wasn't it, Sherry?
Really,
yes.
If anybody is ever in Utah, that's a place to go. Lots of spirits there.
Okay, it looks like, just to let everybody know, Big Circle is coming through in a big, big way. My standard right channel bias is right at there as per usual. So the first set, I'm going to finish the second communication, but it looks like we got some good stuff here. So, but keep going, guys. And I've got I've got a really unique thing on the second set, which I'm not used to seeing this. It's kind of a big dip in the middle of the whole waveform. So anyway, keep going, and I'll just let you guys know when I'm done.
Okay. I'm excited about your truck and the trailer and what you're going to do with it. That sounds so wonderful.
Oh,
yeah,
our trip in September.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going on a two-week ghost hunting road trip.
Oh, when is it in September?
13th, right, John?
Yeah, we're going to be about the 14th through the probably near to the end of the month, and the goal is to hit as many of the big paranormal sites in the West as we can hit. You know, so I've got the itinerary pretty well figured out. We're going to hit Greer, Arizona. You know, where one of the Ghostbusters, the actual from the movie The Ghostbusters, had an experience with his family. We're going to be at Area 51. We're going to be at in Death Valley at Armagosa Opera House. We're going to hit
Amargosa.
Oh, yeah.
Armagosa.
Seven or eight times.
Virginia City, which is a favorite of ours. We love Virginia City. We're going to hit the Goldfield Hotel area and definitely hit that that whole town out there. There's more than one haunted place in that town for sure. Mari Moots is going to be there with us, you know, for a couple of the things. So she's going to meet up with us.
I will probably be there right around that time. I'm going to Sedona in the middle of September, so I might have to make an extended trip.
Actually, we're going to be in Sedona, too.
Are you?
We might there.
Yeah, we can meet up with you there.
Yeah.
Oh.
I can't wait to get back to Sedona, because there's one thing I always do when I'm in Sedona. There's a restaurant I go to there that I have. I get even with the rattlesnake that bit me when I was 10. They serve rattlesnake soup, and it's the best soup, and I get even. it's good stuff. It tastes just like chicken, you know. But
I took 18 and 19.
Between the 18th and 19th, I think we won't quite be there. We'll see. I mean, you know, that might be right about the time. I'll look at the dates. Okay,
we'll have to get in touch with you, and we'll let you know what's going on.
Okay.
Yeah, it's going to be.
I was looking around it. There's a in Holbrook, which I don't know if we're going to be out that way. I thought so. Apparently, there's an old courthouse there that's supposed to be very haunted. I pulled up the information on it, and I'll pass it on to you. You can see what you think about it.
Yeah, we're going to be real flexible too. I'm not one of these taskmaster types with regard to trips. It's like I'll see some pretty thing and go, ooh, look at that. So we're going to, these are more guideline type places we want to hit, and we're definitely hit the big ones. But we're going to be exploring the byways of the old West and just see what we get. And so it's going to be our biggest thing for the year.
Dom doesn't want us to forget her since she lives near Sedona.
Oh, we'll grab Dom, haul her around by the face, and I'll have a good time out there. So yeah, she'll meet up with us, and we'll have Elizabeth and everybody. All the gang's going to be there, so we'll
Mari.
Be hurting.
I talked to Mari the other day, and she told me all what she's planning on doing, which is wonderful.
Oh, what's she? I know she's got some big plans for her missions, but I haven't talked. I need to talk with her because I was supposed to have her on, and then I got sick and.
That's what she said. She understood that you were sick, so she knows that. Yeah.
She just called me, but I missed her call. She left me a message on my answering machine, but I missed
her.
Yeah, she sent me a note on Facebook, and I was like, going, oh, man, I feel so bad. I'm sorry, I couldn't help you out. I'm so sick. Let's see. Okay, here we go. Sherry, I'm saving your – I got everything done here. I'm just saving it before I lose it because I'm terrible with this, so – sharing session, and I'll make sure this gets to you too when we get the but it looks like a really neat set of communications here. So what we're going to do is I think go ahead and get started. So we're going to go ahead and do your first set here, which is your first question. I'll play that back once. Here we go.
Okay, are you with any of our family members?
Okay, and this is to your brother. You know, the question posed to your brother. Looks like a nice set of phrases here, so I'm going to go from 6 to 8 seconds. Here we go. That's It's real easy. He's saying, I'm in a nice place. It is a male voice. And, yeah, I mean, can you hear that?
It's I heard with relatives.
Yeah, it sounds like I'm in a nice place. Let me play it again here a few times. I'm hearing I'm in a nice place. I'm in a nice place. So he's talking about the physical location or wherever he is.
Okay, I'm in a nice place. What he's saying, right?
Yeah, and let me try. And but that doesn't mean that I'm always right. The funny thing with EVP is that different people hear these things differently. And here's another thing about EVP: a lot of people don't really, know too much about it, is that these are like photographs that develop over time. Like, the old Polaroids that you would take the picture and then they would develop in front of your eyes. And longer it went, the more that came out. There's something about EVP that I've noticed, and I'm not the first to notice this, that these things tend to fix over time and they become more distinct. I'm doing the Reader's Digest version of this when I do this, so it doesn't mean I get it right all the time, but most of the time I'm just getting a kind of a sense of what they're trying to get across. And if I play these back a week later, it could be something a little bit different than what I had said before. So don't be surprised at that. And so that's why I send you these things, so that you can play it again later and come back and go, well, John, you're dumb. It says this. And I'll go, I'm not surprised. because just of that very fact. But the neat thing is, it is clearly a male. I can tell you that. And now I'm going to go ahead. There's a slightly longer phrase. I'm going to play this one again, 6 to 9 seconds, because I want to see what this kind of add-on phrase is. It's so short, I just want to play the whole thing to see if I get the gist. Here we go. I'm in a nice place, heaven.
Oh.
So he's like talking about heaven. So
okay.
Next phrase goes from 9 seconds to 11 and a half. Here we go. Kind of weird how he's talking. It's a musical, the typical musical kind of sing-songy thing. Real, let's make fun. Now they talk a little differently than you and I talk in day-to-day life here on this side of the veil. So I don't know what that's about, but I think did he have kind of a happy-go-lucky personality?
Oh yeah, definitely. He was always kidding around and goofing off.
Oh, I think that's part of what this is, because it's he's just like, this is cool. I'm up here now. Totally cool. So that's kind of the impression I get from 11.5 to almost 14 seconds. I'm just going to break it arbitrarily because it gets kind of strange here. So I'm going to have to just make a guess where the phrases start and stop. So here we go. For his cussing.
Yeah.
Okay. That might be the personal distinction he's saying. He's saying, I'm an a-hole tonight. And I was like, is that what I think I'm hearing? Okay. I just give it like
yeah.
I hear it, okay? So he's saying I'm an asshole tonight. So, yeah, more power to him. He's proving that he can say what he wants. And he doesn't care. He just doesn't care what people think, this guy. So I already know I like him. So let's see. 13 to 15 seconds. So here we go. Thank God the
as
SEC.
As in life, is. As in death. No.
Okay, here we go. 13 to 15. We'll give this a shot and see what we got. And I'm just going to kind of mix in with the last part of what I did here. Is there someone named Nigel?
No.
Okay, then the one thing I'll retreat to then, he says something about remember me, so I'm thinking that Nigel may be nice of you to remember me. So let's just go with that. That could develop out a little later. We'll just see if that comes out a little differently. But
okay.
Let's keep going. 15 to 17 and a half. Here we go. Did he hang around water quite a bit? Is he like at a lake?
He used to go fishing with my dad, but not for a very long time.
But he had fond memories of like a lake type situation? Is he out on boats and things like that?
Not a lot that I know of. Maybe as a kid.
Yeah, he says here, I'm going to miss the lake.
I'm going to miss the lake. I'm going to have to think about that.
Yeah, and that may be something that you may want to validate with other family members and just find out, because often what they'll do is these things that won't make sense to the person right there, you know, on the spot. But see if it makes sense later on, if there's something that he was doing just before he passed or
okay.
Something in the last few years to him. It could be an early childhood thing, but it's obviously near and dear to his heart because he's saying it. So 17 and a half to 20 seconds. Here we go. Okay, he is got a new job on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
And did he have a kind of a spiritual bent before he passed, or was he kind of just not that kind of person?
No, not really.
But did he believe in God?
I think so.
Yeah, because he's obviously had a change of heart because he says, I help them into the light. So he actually goes in and helps people transition in.
Well, see, his son passed shortly after, a couple years after his son passed away. He lost a grandchild from that son. So that's why, you know, I was curious about whether they were all together now.
Well, then that could be I helped them into the light. I was... I'll just put a little underscore here. Helped them. It could be that he's talking about them now. The one thing I'm hoping that he'll do is give them names.
Okay.
A lot of times we get them, but we'll see what we get here. You know, because we're only about halfway through. We're near to the end of the first question, so let's see if we get 20 to 22 seconds. Here we go. Okay, it took me a while. It's a funny way of speaking. He's saying nice to get you, and I think that's what he's saying is basically it's nice. He's really wanting to make sure that you know he really appreciates you being interested in talking with him. 22 to 24. Here we go. Boy, that is clear. He obviously loved summer. He's talking, I'm going to miss summertime. He really loved life. He was not expecting to go. And
now I knew.
Yeah, he just is really, this happened like 4 years ago, you're saying?
Yeah.
He's still not quite ready to, you know, he's dealing with it. It's something that he's still holding on to a bit. He's still, the thing I get with him is he's just, he kind of felt cheated out of it. He wasn't ready to do his, you know, to end his mission so early, you know, and he's just having a little trouble letting go of it. And he remembers life so vividly. I would tend to think in the second question you were talking about them coming around, I think that's going to be addressed pretty forcefully. So let's finish this out, 24 to 26. You know, we're almost at the end. I'm going to try to reverse this. And the reason I'm going to reverse it is it sounds like a reversal. Sometimes spirits, because of the way that they speak, will get reverse EVPs. And when we play it forwards, we're hearing them in reverse. So I'm just going to check this just to see if it is.
Okay.
Okay, that is a reverse EVP. They're not the most common for us on air, but we do get them. Is there a name, Janie? That you know,
Janie?
Yeah, or Janie or Jamie?
Janie.
Or Sandy. Janie?
Yes.
He says, I'm here with Janie.
Hmm.
Yeah, and then it sounds like pieces at the end. I'm here with Janie, and then it sounds like pieces, but I don't think that's quite right. So I'm just going to go with, what I think I hear. But I'm here with Jamie Pieces. And I don't know, is Jamie past?
No.
Huh.
I said Janie, J-A-N-E. Janie was his son's ex-wife. But she's not past.
Then if he's saying that, that means he's probably... spending time around her, Did he have a close relationship with her?
That's fair.
Fair? Okay. Well, there may be, that may be the case, or it could be another name. I would ask if there's any more names that sound like Janie and see if anything comes to mind. It's the first name we've gotten that was anywhere close to being something we could, you know, hone in on. I suspect we'll get two or three more that'll be, there's generally if we get one, we'll get a couple more. So that's interesting that we would get a reverse. There's about a two-second burst that's remaining for the first question. So let's go ahead and do that, and let's see what we get. Here we go. Go ahead and do a second question. Oh, that's me. I can't do that. Let's go ahead and play your second question. And here we go.
Have you been visiting me in the past year?
Okay, this is the one that's going to tell us a few things. And, all right, now and then this happens to me, too. And is there a Bob or a Robert?
Trying to think of his friends. I will check that.
Yeah, I just got in my mind's eye, I got Bob or Robert. And something, it's an older friend. It's like an older friend. Did he go to college?
No.
Was he in some sort of trade school or some sort of schooling situation or military thing?
No.
Okay, he did some sort of thing where he was in some sort of class type learning situation with this person. That's one thing I get.
Okay, he was doing computer courses.
Okay, so I would just keep that in mind. Let's keep going. 33.5 to 36.5. Here we go. And a lot of phrasing here. Physically in the house, where are you at right now?
I'm in my den.
Is the kitchen not too far away?
It's right beside me.
Okay, is there a freezer in the kitchen?
In the refrigerator, yeah.
Okay, he says, I'm here behind you by the freezer.
Okay.
So I was like, going, I'm not sure where this is going, but I'm going to go with it. So you learn to trust what they give you. When they tell you stuff, they're generally telling the truth. They're not there. So that was a good confirmation. I like that. 36.5 to 38.5. Here we go. He's just keeps commenting how nice it is to have you talking with him. Nice to be here. Here we go. 38.5 to 40. Here we go. Next phrase. Okay, that took some work. The first part, you hear that, you hear a man's voice. He's being very, he's trying really hard to manifest for you. He's actually trying to appear for you. He's saying visible right here. He's going to great lengths to try to get you to see him. So I would not be surprised if you start having some shadows in the house and a few things like that.
Okay.
Interesting to hear back what happens after this.
Okay.
It would
I
be.
I want to turn on your meter.
Oh, the K2? Matter
yeah.
of fact, you know, you need to start doing that too. Now that you're going to co-host, so you
I
put yours.
I have it on actually.
Oh, you do? Good. Well, you're game. Jeez. So I'm watching. I don't see anything here, but he is very much trying to. I think he's been trying to make his presence known to you for a while and to other family members. So just watch for shadows out of the corner of your eye. There may be tricks that they play, moving things on you, doing little things to get your attention. And just even if you don't have that going on, if you just feel him in your mind, if he just suddenly pops in your mind, just start talking to him. They love that, and they'll go to great lengths to make sure you know they're around. So here we go, 40 to 42 and a half. Here we go. This is going to sound crazy. Have you been thinking about buying like a new kind of car?
No, not really.
Kind of like a Prius type car? Has it just been capturing your interest, some of those high mileage cars?
No, not really.
Okay, then I'm probably reading this wrong, but he says this is crazy. I mean, I'm listening to this and I'm going, huh? He's saying, get you an electric Nissan. And I'm thinking, am I hearing this right? And it's just, it's crazy. It's like he's just rambling on with this crazy talk. So I'm going to try it again. I just want to see, make sure I'm hearing this correctly.
Maybe he wants one.
Yeah. Go ahead.
He wants one.
Was he that kind of person?
Could be. He would have liked that, yeah.
All right, I'm going to see, because they got that, I think Nissan's got that Leaf or something that they're talking about. So here, let me go again with it and see what we get. 40 to 42 and a half. I'm going to try reversing it. You know, when this happens like this, it's probably a reversal. That's why it didn't make sense. Are you kind of, do you get into kind of moods where you get a little bit wacky?
Well, one would think so sometimes.
Yeah. She's always wacky.
Well, he's saying, and I think this is a recent thing, he's saying, I watched you get crazy. And it's like,
well,
a recent thing.
That could be.
Okay. That makes more sense, this reversal thing. That was like, that stood right out the minute. I was having so much trouble with the other, and it reversed so nicely. So he's a reverser. I'm going to remember that with this guy. 42 and a half to 44 and a half. Here we go. We're getting close to the end here. Okay, do you love to party?
Well, I wouldn't exactly call it party, but I do like to go to places with all my friends and kind of hang out.
Yeah, well,
she does like her glasses of wine.
Yeah,
oh.
Well, he's been watching you. He says you really left a party. That's what
this
says.
Oh, yeah.
She really left a party.
Okay.
So he's, I'm hoping to get a name here or two in here. Now, we got a little ways to go. He's got some more at the end here. 44 and a half to 47 is the next phrase. So let's see what we get. Were you the older sister?
Yeah.
Did you like torture him as a kid?
No, not at all. We were best as friends.
Did you like mess with his head though?
No. He's a jokester.
Oh, so he's trying to put the Lindberger on you. This is what this is.
Yeah,
she loved
us. We teased each other unmercifully.
Well, he's saying that you love to mess with him and that you were the guilty party.
Oh, no, no, no.
He's laughing his ass off right now. That's what he's doing.
Oh, no, no. He and my dad were very much goof-offs and loved to trick us.
Well, I can.
That's what he's doing.
I guarantee you that tendency has not changed at all. 47 to 48, here we go. It's going to be a real quick one. So, matter of fact, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to span that a little more so I can just catch this as, in the context. Here we go, 46 to 48. This guy is funny. He says he's pretty mellow. He says, I'm mellow.
Huh?
Yeah, he's like, he says, hardly, I'm mellow. What he's saying is hardly, quote, comma, I'm mellow. So he's like, he's trying to paint you as the cause of all the problems.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a bunch of bull, huh? Okay, let's see. He does a very curious thing here. This is something I don't usually see. Absolute silence from 48 seconds to right about 52. Then he takes up again on the right channel, and it just is really strange. On the left channel, there is some noise, so I'm just going to play it real quick just to see if there's anything there. But it's not the usual thing I see, so I'm just going to see what we got and play it a couple times. Okay, there is something there. And on the left channel, it came through. You two really loved each other.
Yeah, he was my best friend.
He says, I really loved that you believed in me.
Yeah, I did.
That you believed in me. I'm just writing this down. And I think what he's doing there, he got real serious there for a second, and I think that's what happened. I just don't see this routinely at all. I'm sorry, my mic is in the wrong place here. But that just, it's like he got emotional and it just crossed over to this other channel. Let me try 50, almost 52 to almost 54. Let's go with this phrase here. Very easy. I miss you. I love you.
Yeah, I heard that very clear.
Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah, and he's just, he's really reaching out, you know, let you know he does care. You know, really neat guy. I like his energy. half to 55 and a half. Here we go. I think he's saying, "I'll be there." But it could be, I'm almost hearing a little bit of an H in there, so I'm not sure that's quite it, but I'm going to go with that for now. 52 to 57, here we go. Is there someone named Edward?
Thinking.
Or Ed?
Ed, I'm not quite sure of most of his friends because I was on the other side of the U.S. most of the time. So I don't know really his circle of friends. I'll check that one too.
Yeah, I think Edward, I'm going to play it one more time just to be sure. Oh, I see what he's saying. Is his mother still alive?
No, his mom's there with him.
Okay.
They passed like 4 months from each other.
He's saying, "Hey, where's my mother?" And that's exactly what he's saying. It's took me a minute to comprehend what was being said. Hey, where's my mother? And so that it needed a little more fixed time, I guess, or needed to hear it better. But it's very clear. Hey, where's my mother? I'll play it here and do the cadence. Here we go. Hey, where's my mother? Hey, where's my mother? So,
yeah.
So I think she's just not there where he's at. And he's like looking around, hey, where's mom? He wants mom to be in on this. So
right.
I think it's not going to be the last communique. Let's do 57 to 59 and a half. Here we go. And this is the end of it. Did he have like a pet name for you that had something to do with a tree?
Maybe behind my back.
He's saying something like, hey, little tree, I loved you.
Hey, little tree.
But it's real clear on that. Yeah, and it may be, I'm getting it wrong, but very clear in here, is, and it's being directed at you, is I loved you or I love you. So he's really clear on bringing through the love here. And, it's just it's a really tender reading. I mean, I'm going to go ahead and just read it all back here.
Okay.
Starts with the first question about wanting to know if he's around and stuff. And it says, I'm in a nice place, heaven. Really neat here. Great fun. I'm an a-hole tonight. nice of you to remember me. I'm going to miss the lake. And then he says, I helped them into the light. Then he says, nice to get you. I'm going to miss the summertime. I'm with Janie or somebody like Janie, and it's the word pieces. So that's going to be a tough one. I at about that time, I also got the name Bob and Robert, person to that's to his side, that's like a friend or a professional acquaintance, somebody who's important to him. I'm here behind you by the freezer on the second question about if he was coming around. Nice to be here. Visible right here. She's trying to manifest for you. I watched you get crazy. And then he says, he starts to bust your chops here. He says, she really loves to party. She loved to mess with me, and hardly. I'm mellow. I don't do anything wrong. Who, me, moi? Then he says, I really love that you believed in me. I miss you. I love you, and I'll be there. Hey, where's my mother? Because he's trying to suddenly realize, hey, mom needs to be in on the action. So you should probably call in again sometime down the road, and we'll see about making sure that you bring the mother in, too,
okay.
And call to her. And then, hey, little tree, I love you, or little one, or something like that. So there's a little pet name here, but I loved you. So there you go.
Wow. Interesting.
Yeah, so, you know, what I'll do is just, you know, email me through Blog Talk, and what I'll do is send you the MP3 of that and make sure you get that so you can have that for your records. You can play that for the family. And, of course, download the show, too, and you'll have that for your own personal, so you can play it for the family to listen in on.
Okay.
Okay.
And when I email you, where do I email you to?
Just if you get on Blog Talk, just Blog Talk me, you know, just go to my Blog Talk mail. Just contact me through that.
Okay.
If you're signed. And then just give me your email address, and I'll just take it from there.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much. That was very interesting.
Okay. Had a great time. I hope it was all fun for you.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you so much, John.
Bye.
Thanks, Sherry.
You take care.
You too. Okay.
All right.
Good night.
Good night. And let's see. Vintage Lady is asking, what is the instrument he's using? I'm not sure instrument would be quite the language. I think the instrument we're using is more of, it's an FM radio. It's a standard Radio Shack shack hack box. It's been just slightly modified to do some band switching and things like that. But I don't use it in that mode very often here. Most of the time what we do is just pull through straight static at a certain frequency. And I found that I've got a technique that works. So that said, you know, we don't have anybody else calling in right now. I'm going to take a short break and give everybody a little bit of time to go water the lilies, as you may say. And so we'll be back here in about 3 minutes, and then we'll try to get one more session in and maybe a short, quick, single thing and see if somebody wants to call in. So this is Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio, and we'll be back in a minute or so. Talk with you in a minute.
You are listening to Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio, coming to you from the Haunted Studios here in Shingle Springs, California. Live on blogtalkradio.com. Water the lily. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll go pee on a lizard. Oh, jeez. It just tickled me. I just started to think about it. Some poor lizard getting peed on. Sorry. It just tickled my fancy. Hello. I'm back. Karen, are you there? Karen?
Hi, yes, I'm here.
Oh, I was wondering. I was going, did I lose my co-host? She like just dropped. Oh, no, and I'm looking at our audience. We've got quite a few of the regulars who are here. It's good to see all our friends here after so many days off and not being around. So do you want to read off on them?
I knew you were going to say that, yes.
All right.
Well, we have Kathy from Kathy's Distant Echoes with her boot button. Let's see, we have Disgruntled Dan. And our Dominica Mori, and Elizabeth Rose, Giraffe, and Kira. Steve is sleeping. Okay. Light Seeker, Miss Ghosts, Sapphire Rain, and our Sherry that was just on, and Spirit Baby and Vintage Lady. Quite a few new names for me.
Yeah, quite a few of them, and Sherry's reading. I just had a great time with that. I really hope that helped her. It's always neat when the loved one comes through, you know. And it's always about love when they gets down to the bottom line. They just want you to know they're okay, you know, and that their passing was not their end. That they're just in a different form.
Oh,
different
John, I missed Amethyst. She was at the top. I'm sorry. I wasn't in the room when I started. Sorry, Amethyst.
Sapphire Rain just left. Oh my God. Other people have belly buttons. Strange. What is this? Dominica is getting some neat conversations. Anyway, we got an open line here. If anybody wants to call in, we can do a quick soul stream for anybody that wants to get in. If not, you're going to have to listen to us banter, and the bantering will be aplenty. So the number is 646-478-0377, and we did have a few people popping in and out listening, and I think that they're all going to sleep here. It's a Friday night, and everybody's out partying, I know.
I wish I could. I have to go to work still.
You have to go to work tonight?
Yeah.
Only Kathy has the boot button. I like this. Unfortunately, that is not quite true. I have the boot button. And I don't have to go to work tonight, but my co-host, she has to go to work to support the great state of Arizona. We love Arizona. Yes. I still can do the impersonation.
Even with half a voice.
Yes, this is good, yes.
Somebody else now.
I have killed many people to get where I am as the governor of California, yes.
Governor.
Anyway, let's see. Nobody's calling in, so you and I are going to talk. What are you going to do tonight at work, since we're going to sit?
I'm sure everybody would be interested to hear that.
Oh, my God. Tell me.
I get to make signs and tags and hang them up in the grocery store. I'm the person that hangs all those little price tags you see on every item in the store. That's what I do.
You know, just for fun, why don't you just cut all the prices 20% and see how long you're employed? It'd be really,
I wish I could, yeah.
Yeah, you'd be like real popular with all the customers.
Yeah, for one day.
Oh, no. I think Amethyst was talking about wanting to do something. So, Amethyst, if you want to call in, go ahead, and we'll take the call, because I did see that. And Ms. Ghost is needing a miracle here. Not you. You're like the queen of EVP. Come on. Let's see.
John, when I come out there, are you going to do one of these shows so I can watch how you do things?
Actually, I've equipped Studio A. I'm going to be broadcasting out of there tomorrow with Elizabeth on air. So what we're going to be doing there is I'm proofing the studio out, getting it more and more cleaned up in there. There's a lot of packing and things I want to do to kind of minimize the amount of stuff in there, because it's a full working laboratory. I mean, one half side's the studio, the other's my electronics lab. And then I have a giant massage chair in there. Yes, it's a great place to sit there and go, especially when it's hitting your back and you're going, hey, 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 my name is John, and I say that really fast. And I have two high quality microphones hanging from the ceiling now, and so you and a brand new mixer, so I can totally bring you in, and you'll be sitting there, and you'll have your own headphones. Everything's been equipped, just so when you show up, you will be able to slip on the headphones, and you'll be just like you.
Because it'd be really interesting to see, you know, how you do all this and how you work it.
It's a process. I mean, I have standard procedure. I have a whole procedures book that we've worked out. I did a lot of study on this whole process of doing the shows, and it started off just as a telephone call-in thing, and that lasted a few months, and then I got into Skype, and I've tried different equipment, and there was stuff that just worked great, and other stuff that was an absolute disaster. But what we found is tuning the PCs. With Skype, you can end up if you really pay attention to the type of codecs you're using, which your particular drivers, if you will, you can really bring out the best in your shows. And so, for the Blog Talk hosts listening out there, just if you're interested, let me know, and I'll point you to some of the articles I've written about it, because I've tried to share what I've learned with other show hosts, and it's a pretty popular article on our website talking about that. But it's really evolved. But you'll be sitting right next to me doing the shows, and we'll do a few of them. And by the way, you don't know it yet, but when we're in the truck on the Grand Tour, mm-hmm. you're going to be running the mixer board for the live broadcast from the truck.
Uh-oh.
you're going to be our engineer. So. I'm working on the technology now, and I've got a pretty good idea of how we're going to do it. And we'll all be wearing headsets and tied into the system that I've got in mind. So that will be really cool. We'll be able to just use a cell phone and tie in through a mixer console, and we'll be able to take questions. I'm looking at getting the mobile broadband, and so one of you will have the laptop. You will be the engineer with the laptop, and you'll be running the show while I'm driving.
Mm-hmm. This could be interesting.
Yeah, we're just talking about our cases and stuff, and maybe play a few EVPs and laugh, and get some yucks and have a good time, and share some of the pictures and stuff like that from the road. I'm just looking forward to it. I mean, this has been a long time coming to do hit some of these really neat sites that you just don't get to get to see every day.
Yes.
Are you still there? Did you hear that? Oh.
Can you hear me?
Oh, that was Pam. Pam says it was fun chatting. She's just popping in on Skype. I was going, what the heck was that? Yeah. So anyway, it's just going to be really neat to do that. I mean, there's just to go to the Armagosa, to go to Goldfield, and actually see it with your own eyes, and just, you know, all these, you know, that other people have seen this, you know, been around these things and talked about it and seen it on TV. I followed in the footsteps of some of these folks, a lot of the major sites, Queen Mary and, Hornet and all that. But these are a whole different breed, These are outdoor sites that are huge, that have their own mystique and things like that. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, I think so. I'm very much looking forward to it. I think we're going to have a good time.
Yeah, I think Sedona has got a special surprise, and I think Dominica is going to know quite a bit since she lives in that area. It's going to be really neat, and that's actually the area I'm going to move when I retire. I've already pretty much made my mind up. I'm going to be out in that general vicinity, and so part of this mission is actually when I get out there, I'm going to just be checking out where John will base GRI out of that particular area, which ought to be fun. And I definitely am an Arizonan at heart, really. We have a caller. Oh, my God.
Oh,
okay, 616 is calling us. So, oh, my God. I think that's – that's not the same number. All right, we'll try. And 616, you are on the air.
Hey, John, how are you?
Oh, they keep paying me to show up.
This is Miss Ghost.
Oh, hi.
Well, hi, how are you? Hi, Karen.
Yeah, doing pretty good. You heard my old sad story about the voice, but, you know, I'm in there still slinging them and obviously still hitting a few runs here and there.
Yeah. I thought I'd call him since you got, I don't have a specific question, but since you got a few minutes, maybe you can get one message for me.
Oh, okay. You want to try something? Let's see. Okay. Let me see. We can pull out of our hat here. Okay, I'm all set to go here. Let me go ahead and fire up the FM. We'll make this a real quick one. Okay, so you're all set with a question, right?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Does anyone have any messages that they would like to relay to me?
Okay, and I stopped at just past 30, so that gives us about 20-some-odd seconds of audio to analyze here, and we'll see what we get. So, yeah, it's about 23 seconds, and it's definitely not your normal EVP, I mean, you know, knowing the kind of work you do. And talk a little bit about what you do. Now that I've got you in my clutches...
Hey, I wanted to ask you about the obelisk, because I did get that new one, and
yeah.
I've been using it. It's pretty cool, but I did use it, and at first it had some kind of problem with the speaker or something, and I had to send it back. So when you get yours, make sure you check it out real good. When you
Yeah, I've heard about some of those issues.
Yeah, I've heard three other people now that have gotten it and they've had to send it back and have something fixed. But once I got it back, it worked fine.
Huh. He's probably having...
Yeah, because when you turn it on, it just clicks and it won't turn on at all. You don't hear anything. So it was kind of frustrating. I took it out on a few investigations and had to dink around with it and could never get it to work. So finally I sent it back, but... He seemed to think it was my speakers I was attaching to it, because you can't attach speakers that have a volume control on them.
Yeah, which that's the thing I was going to mention is I heard that and I went, what in the heck is he doing that for? I mean, that's what you use the ovulus for. And,
I know.
Yeah, and I just thought, well, he's obviously got some. So, you know, what I'm going to do is if I don't like it, I'm just going to open it up and take a look, and then I'll just graft on what I want. And, you know, to hell with the warranty, I'll just fix it myself.
Yeah, well, I went down, I found some speakers that, some cheap old speakers, some garage sale or something that didn't have the volume control. They don't even have a plug for the wall. You just plug them in, and they work great. They're just some crappy speakers, but my nice speakers that I use with my ghost box, you can't use them with it, because as soon as you plug it in, it just stops it from working. It's just weird.
I don't understand that. I'm going to have to talk with him, because I occasionally speak with Bill. I mean, he's this will be the third purchase I've had from him.
Because
I've got the EM pump and I've got the Ovulus one. And now this second ovulus with the puck, basically it's kind of it's like the puck, you know, and the old ovulus grafted together. But if it's just a matter of putting on just a simple speaker, then I'll just go with that. But
yeah.
I would prefer to have more amplification on it, you know.
Yeah, I would too. I would definitely. I don't like it that I can't adjust the volume at all, but. On your old ovulus, can you do that with that? Can you use speakers for the...
Oh, yeah.
I wonder why he did do that, then. That's weird.
He probably didn't mean for it to be that way, and it's probably a design oversight or something. Those kind of things to happen. Boy, you got a lot of activity here on this thing. This is you definitely got some hits here, my friend.
Hmm.
Let's just see what we get. It's pretty talkative right up to the end, and I'm almost there, and we got 10 minutes, so we're going to breeze through this real quick.
Okay.
So paper at the ready, and we are going to go. Okay, so here we go. 7 seconds. You basically had the question. Here we go.
Does anyone have any messages that they would like to relate?
Okay, and you were super quiet, which made it easy on me. Sometimes they aren't. And let's start with 7 to 10. Here we go. You and me see places a lot. You and me see places a lot. It's like he's talking about the he. It's a male voice. 10 to 13. I have no idea who yet, but it is a male. 10 to 13. Now he gets real talkative. Sultan or something like that is cheating
what?
Me. Pardon me?
What'd you say?
It sounds like Harry Salt, like Harry or Larry Stolten, or it's a, I'm just going to say Harry Stolten, but it could be a mix of names. But real
probably
clear.
Probably Sherry.
Who?
Probably Sherry. Three of us girls work together, and one of them is Sherry.
Okay. And is she passed, or?
No, but it might be saying something about her.
It's saying something about cheating me.
Hmm.
So, yeah, and Stolten or something. It sounds like a first last name type thing. So, but let's keep going. Let's see. 12 and a half to about almost 15. Here we go. Given your work, it's you do a lot of EVP, right?
Uh-huh.
It says here they've been watching. So
mm.
I don't know who they are, but they've been watching. And that's real, real clear to me. 15 to 17 and a half. Here we go. This gets into more watching. We've been watching in what I think is this saying something about your car or something. It sounds like car. It's very forceful. This is usually it's almost like multiple speaking and all saying the same thing, but it's saying we've been watching something. So they are, whoever this is obviously with you, that
yeah.
you're tied in with. 17.5 to almost 20. Here we go, next phrase.
Thank you.
okay, this has to do with your work that you're doing. This spirit is tied to you and is saying, won't you even help me? So I don't know if you've got some phenomena going on around the house or the property or something, but this spirit is obviously tied to you in some way because, I mean, saying, won't you even help me? 20 seconds to 23, next phrase. Here we go. Is like all over this thing about watching you, and he's saying watching you all weekend, and it is a guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 23 to 25, here we go. Mentioning Sherry again, it's saying Sherry won't shut up.
That's true.
Okay. I got that one right. Okay, let's see. We're going to really cut this to the close to the end here. 25 to 27. Here we go. Seem to lead you. This is I'm not sure what that means, but I seem to lead you. 27 to 20.5. Here we go. Very clear. I need to stay near you. And then this last part here is 28.5 to 30.5. And I get the feeling this is like a family member or a close friend that has passed. Trying to get your attention. 28.5 to 30.5. Here we go. Never leave my people. Never leave my people. So I don't know who this person is. They did not give a name.
That's a lot of yakking.
Yeah, it is. But it seems to be tied to you. The repeated phrases of being tied to you are notable. You see, you're going to see something a lot. Sherry, something cheating me. They've been waiting. They've been watching. We've been watching something like your car or you. You even help me. Watching you all weekend. Sherry won't shut up. I seem to lead you. I need to stay near you. Never leave my people. So this spirit, I would do some EVP on this.
And, I will.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I know this past weekend we did some. speaking with spirit guides, and we got some really strange EVP and some different information, and I'm kind of like what you were getting right there.
Okay, we're going to lose the feed too. Bye, everybody. And just to go ahead and stay on. So that is, you know, we're just off feed, and it's just us now. But yeah,
wow.
That's actually 4 seconds, but I'm sure everybody's off. But really great show tonight, and had a great time. Are you getting any like phenomena that are happening around you right now? Anything?
Yeah, I almost think that right now it's been a lot. We've been getting a lot more than usual. You know, we went on an investigation the other night. Oh, we got all kinds of stuff. We used the ghost box and the obelisk. And the obelisk, we were getting words that were not programmed into there. We had got, look. The thing said a sentence, like, look in the trunk. And them things do not say sentences.
Yeah, that's the thing we've gotten with ours. The obelisk one. We've gotten all sorts of strange things, especially aboard USS Hornet. It really just kicked into gear. Had a lot of strange things there. And when you used it, we used it in conjunction with some play acting, and immediately we're hit in the sick bay with the smell of closed septic. You remember that, Karen?
Oh yeah,
I do. Yeah.
Yeah, because she was there. Two of us were in there, and it just. It was overwhelming, you know, and we had I was play acting with this obelisk that the sailor was saying he'd fallen and he was hurt. Kept talking about falling. And so I said, I've got a sick sailor here. I need supplies. And all these girls are with me. And, you know, I'm the only guy there. And so I'm playing like I'm the doctor. And, well, I'm not going to go there. But bottom line. Anyway, now I'm all flustered. But the minute I did that, this whole smell came wafting through of chloroseptic, the old-fashioned chloroseptic, which is not even made anymore. And everybody smelled it and agreed that well, that's what we were smelling, and then it just disappeared as suddenly as it was there. And when we asked the docents, it was they said, we've never smelled that aboard the ship. And here it was, just in this massive smell. So, but it's... You're using it pretty extensively on your cases, then.
Yeah, we just started using the obelisk because I had that for a while, and then we got so frustrated with it because it just wouldn't work half the time. You know, and when you're setting up, you're thinking, okay, we're going to have a session. We all get ready. We go to turn it on, and we're screwing with it for 20 minutes. We finally decided, forget it. I almost thought about just sending it back, but... I had emailed Bill and said, you need to fix this darn thing or do something. And he kept telling me it was my speakers. No, it's not broken. It's changed the batteries. No, I kept telling him, you know, I'm not stupid. It just will not turn on. I think there's a faulty switch or something. And it must have been because he fixed it. So then we started using it again. So we do try to use it, but we really like... I like using the ghost box with the obelisk, which can kind of get crazy sometimes, but we will turn, if the obelisk really starts talking, we will turn the ghost box off. But we seem to get the same answers from each one when we can get it going. You know, sometimes you just get crap. Either we're missing it or it's just crap. Something's tripping it. And that is supposed to be off of EMF, isn't it? Like a meter? Isn't that what's supposed to trip it?
Yeah, it's like a EMF meter coupled to the voice circuitry that seems to kick it off. But, you know, it's funny. That's the first time I've heard, though, of using it in a conjunction with another piece of gear in an active way. I'm going to give that a try on our next thing and just, you know, take it out.
Yeah, we tried that. That seemed to work pretty good. At first, it's like, it's not that bad unless the obelisk really starts yapping because then it kind of drives you crazy. But that's when we turn. Yeah.
What's going on?
Yeah, but, you know, the ghost box makes a lot of noise, too. But as soon as the obelisk starts talking, then we turn our ghost box all the way down. And it seems like they kind of mesh. Then we listen, and then we'll turn that one down and listen to this one, and It just depends on what we're getting the most out of. But we did that the last investigation, last Sunday night. We went on an investigation. We really got a lot of information off there. A lot of, like, it was something to do with, like, the 1914. I don't think it had anything to do with what the people said they seen in the house. They were saying a woman and a small child, and what we got was an older man that was, and he was talking about some trunk or a box or something, and I asked the homeowners about that, if they knew anything about that, and they said, no, we don't know nothing about that. And we happened later to go, I wanted to look in the attic for some reason, and they said, well, there's nothing up there. I said, well, I need a ladder. I want to look in there. I just had this feeling to kind of, I like to stick my video camera up if I can't get through the hole, you know, and kind of go around just in case. And when I went up there and did that, there was a box up there, a homemade pine box that looked to be as big as a coffin.
Oh, my.
How, I know, and it was old, and how in the heck it got up there? Someone would have had to build it. It was one of those old little square holes that you can hardly fit through, you know?
Yeah.
To go up into the attic. And I asked the owner, I asked the girl that was standing at the bottom of the ladder. I said, ask him, what is this box I'm looking at up here? And he says, oh, yeah, that was here when we moved here. I forgot about that. And I said, well, what's in it? Because I was thinking,
what,
well, that obelisk. Yeah, that's what I want to know, what's in the box. And he said, nothing. And I wanted so bad. I said, was there any stains or any marks or anything in this box? And the guy's like, no. And I wanted so bad to crawl up there. But, man, I would have had to get naked because that insulation was, like, knee-deep. And I would have had to walk probably 10 feet in order to get to the box. And I just really wasn't in the mood to get off all the itchy insulation. I already had it in my hair and everything. But
yeah.
That was strange. That was strange. And he just, like, forgot. Then the obelisk was saying something about a fire. And it said, gun. Which I don't even think gun is programmed in there, but I'd have to go look. And it said handkerchief. And so I asked the guy about a fire, and he's like, no, there wasn't any fire or whatever. So we get back home with our videos, and we're kind of reviewing the videos. And we kind of did a walkthrough at first and kind of took the video camera and was just looking around. And on the wall, I noticed a big burn spot on the woodwork. So I called the guy back and I said, what is that spot over there? He's like, oh yeah, there was a fire here. And I was thinking, these people are a bunch of nuts. You know, I keep asking them these things when we're there so I can investigate it. And they're like, no, there's nothing there. Oh yeah, I forgot. And I'm like, I said to the other crew members, I said, he probably forgot there was a body in that box or something.
Yeah.
We need to go back there and get in that attic. That's crazy.
It's, you know, what's funny is you know, not only on the air, but, you know, on cases. I mean, we've had the same thing, and it's just, John Edwards says it best. He calls it psychic amnesia. You know, people just get on the spot, and they're in an unfamiliar situation, and they just don't, their short-term and long-term memory goes right out the window. So what you did, is right on the money. I mean, you just, you know, you go back and hit them up with it.
We
see it all. These EVPs on the air, you know, you'll say a name and then somebody, I can't tell you the number of times we've come back with, oh my God, I got this, you know, I didn't say the name, I should have remembered it was Uncle Ted, you know, it's like, oh, cool.
Yeah.
And we love that.
I think,
you know,
they get too involved in the moment and they kind of, you know, forget.
Yeah,
I don't think I could forget there was a big coffin in my attic, though, but.
That kind of stands out in New York.
That's not something that's ordinary, you know.
No.
The furniture
actually,
in the house, yeah.
No, and that was the only thing in the whole attic. It's not like it was full of furniture or anything. There was nothing up there but this one pine box. And it was big enough. It looked like, you know, in them old Western days when they used to build them pine boxes when there was going to be a gunfight? They'd lean them up against you. That's what it looked like. And they had old knots, the knots and everything on it. And I'm like, ugh.
How old is the house?
Oh, the house was like only, it had been renovated like 3 times. It was old enough that they lost the, we went back 3 families. I think we went back to about the 1932 or something. But it just appeared there. Because before that, everything was lost. We couldn't find, and I think it's probably due to a change of the street address of the area. I think they've changed zoning or something and changed the numbers or the streets, and so that house was completely lost because it just appeared. First it was on the county map, there was nothing, and then the next day it was there. And I'm like, well, that's stupid. Somehow it got lost, but we really couldn't track it all the way back. We did track it back to 2 previous owners, but I couldn't find the last set of owners, and then the ones before that weren't alive anymore. Because I wanted to know who put that box there and what they put there.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. How, I mean, that thing could be very old.
I just want to drag that box right out of there and look in it, but I don't want to get all itchy.
I'd love to do that. You've got my curiosity going.
I know.
You think you could go back?
Oh, yeah. They've already asked us to come back. But the people, I'll have to say that the people are different. They're the kind of people you investigate that watch all the ghost shows, that run to tell the neighbors they're having an investigation, and you ask them questions one time and then their story changes to the next time and they try to make it look more dramatic. So when I first went in the house, I was thinking, well, you know, I was still thinking, well, maybe, and the only I don't think I ever would have done the investigation myself, but they happened to know one of our team members and they wanted to do it. And I said, okay, because I never seen any proof there that they seen or heard anything, you know. We did get some things there, but it had nothing to do with what they said they were seeing or feeling or hearing. They just wanted ghosts there. That's what they said. And I had talked to them. I said, if there are spirits here, and because I said, are you afraid of them? Are they scaring you? Are you having a problem? Yeah, we're afraid. And then, you know, at the end of my interview there, after a few more questions, I said, well, if we do find spirits here, would you like us to make arrangements for someone to release them? Or, oh, no, we want to keep them. And I'm like thinking,
I just want to keep them.
Yeah, and I said, well, yeah, and I was looking over at this cage where they had 5 dogs in, and I just wanted to say, you mean you want to keep them for pets in the cages? But I said to them, you know, well, I thought you were afraid of them. Well, sometimes, you know, and their stories were so conflicting, and they brought a picture, one picture, and it was a picture of, I don't even know what it was. I couldn't figure it out. They said it was a lion, but it was like they took it at night. And you know how when sometimes you take the night pictures and I don't even remember what this call is called. It's like a little trail of light, little green. Yeah. They thought that was a lion. And I couldn't even matrix that into a lion, so I was like, okay. And then after they said that, I said, well, what, okay, so there's a lion in this picture, so how does that relate to what you're seeing in your house? Well, maybe the people had lions. And I'm like, oh, God, these people are freaks. But, you know, you meet all kinds out there.
Yeah.
But yeah, we can go back again. It's going to be a matter of, do I want to go in that attic? Because none of the other team members will go up there. They wouldn't even stick their head through the hole.
Where is this place?
It's in Michigan.
I got an idea for you that might make
it
possible to do it without. Just take a 10-foot length of PVC pipe and tape a camera to it, and just take the PVC pipe and just hold it over it and do a sweep with the camera and then just pull it back in.
Hey, now that's an idea, except it does have a cover. It's got like a little coffin lid and everything on it. I might be able to take a PVC pipe and knock the top back or something.
Yeah, if you could bend it a little bit, you can get that in there and give you the leverage you need. And it's lightweight enough, you know, and if you can't get it out, so what? You know, it's a dollar and a half for a 10-foot length. Big deal.
Knowing myself, though, if I got that pushed back and seen anything that looked like anything, I'd be crawling up there, my hands and knees, getting in the box, trying to... But I guess
I would so go up there. I would so be crawling up in there.
I know I wanted to so bad, but I'll tell you what, I was already itching. And it was in my hair, and I was like waist up through the hole. And I put my arm down into the insulation because it covered the beams. The insulation actually covered that. And I was feeling for a beam to see if I could walk on a beam and not be in the insulation, but I finally found a beam, and then when I put my hand down, oh, Jesus, it was deep. It was like, ugh, I'm going to get full. Unless I put on a big suit or something.
Yeah.
It was really hot, too, though. Maybe if I wait till a cooler day, I won't be so.
Yeah, do it, like, in the morning, and then, you just get it in the morning and then do it, and, PVC or something flexible, like a flexible.
Yeah, that's a good idea, PVC. I didn't even think of that. I would have went and found a broomstick or something if I had a brain.
So what you do is you just, take and put a 90-degree elbow on the end of the PVC and then just, get a little inventive in how you could attach it to a camera and then just have the camera set so that you can just, just set it on record and just hold it over. And, you should be able to get a whole sweep of the thing, you know?
I think I could, then.
Yeah, give it a shot.
Yeah, I'll have to try that. Yeah, I can go back there, so maybe I'll do that and try that at least to see what's in there. I have a feeling there's something in there. But that guy doesn't remember.
It doesn't add up having a coffin-sized box up there and then people saying all kinds of weird stuff. I would be just looking at it going,
I know, and how could you, they must have built it up there unless, I'm thinking the house was old and then people been adding, because they renovated everything. It used to be like how in the old bedrooms you used to walk through into the bathroom, like they had entrances. Well, they blocked all the doorways off for some reason, someone that lived there drywalled right over that old plaster and shut all them doorways up. So I'm not sure why they did that. But what I was wondering is, because I was looking at the construction of the attic there, and it all looked old. I didn't see anything new. But did they build it up there? How the hell did they get that up there?
Yeah,
when it stopped that little teeny hole off.
Yeah, if they did change it, like made the small hole smaller or whatever, why didn't they take that thing out?
I don't know. Why is that the only thing up there?
Pick it out before they did whatever.
That's what I would be wondering. And the guy said that when they moved there, they had looked up in the attic, and they seen that box. And I said, well, he called it a trunk. And I said, well, did you look in it? Yeah, there's nothing in it. And I was thinking, I wonder if he even looked in it.
Yeah.
Given the trouble you happen to, basically strip down to get through there yourself, it doesn't sound to me like they actually went up there to look at it. It just sounds
he was like a really heavy guy, too. There's no way he could have got through that hole unless he was real skinny when he lived there. Because I barely fit through that hole. It's one of those little teeny holes where you lift the wood up. It was like, just a little, a huge attic, though. But, geez, I could not figure out why that box would be up there. They build it up there?
I'd throw an IR camera in and point towards it and let the IR.
I'm going to do that. That's a good idea. I'm going to take a PVC pipe once and try to knock it off. Because I'll bet you even with my camera and its tripod, I could hold it.
If I could hold it
right through there.
You've got EVPs asking you to go look at this. Obviously, they want you to look at it.
We do. And we had something about what we had a psychic lady with us too, and she had said something about she had gotten an older before on our first walkthrough before we even heard about this trunk thing. She had gotten an older man that was controlling that had either, I don't want to say a slave girl, but an affair with a girl, a woman that ended up pregnant, and that he had killed her because of his family status or something in that house. That's what she had said. And he had her in a, she didn't say box, she said in a container or something until later he burned her. Now, that was before we even got this EVP stuff in this room. So when they had said fire, I had wondered about that because then she showed me. That's when I called the guy back. So I thought, how could she say something about burning and that our EVPs, and then the guy said no fire. And then I see it in the video, which was a strange fire, too, because it was just a chunk of the molding. The molding was that real old, real thick oak type of molding, and it had, yeah, like burned scalding up it. But, of course, the wall wasn't burnt, but then again, they could have repaired that. I don't know. But it wasn't painted or anything, but you could see the burn going up the side of that.
It's kind of like our Stockton case. We had a Masonic Lodge in Stockton that we had on the fifth floor. It's a huge building and 50 rooms in this building. I mean, we had the place all to ourselves. And in January, we actually had one, the guy that was taking us through, in showing us everything, we just came down off the roof going through the fifth level, which had mm-hmm. burned, and there had been what we think was a murder there, and the guy was actually burned to death in this fire. It was intentionally set, and we actually had this Mason who was taking us through there. I heard a guy to my left yell, because I'm clairaudient, and I could hear this guy yelling, and I call out, going, "You hear that? You hear that?" And everybody's just making fun of me, saying, "Oh yeah, it's, you know, they were just, you know, passing it off." 10 seconds later, the guy leading them is just in front of Renee, our number two, and he gets hit and knocked down, and we have pictures of footprints on him and a handprint.
Oh my God!
And everybody was just freaked out, you know, but. You know, now when I say I hear stuff, people look at me, you know, I'm like, okay. But, I mean, it's just, you know, that's the kind of stuff that happens. And I just get a feeling there's more to the story, what you're talking about.
Yeah, you know? I do, too. I think so, too. I absolutely thought that, too, because I got some. I didn't think it had anything to do with what the people were experiencing, but it was something there. And it had to do with that box.
I really think that box needs to get really inspected, and if you could even get a sample of the wood, you know, if you can get a sample of it, you can at least have it analyzed to see maybe how old it is and get photographs of it. You know,
that's
try
true.
To get,
I did get some videos of it from the little hall area, but I had an angle to where I couldn't. The only way I could really see the length was kind of to really stretch around. So I could get my camera around there without laying in the insulation. But I did get pictures of it, you know, from each side the best I could. And
how
I never thought of it. Huh?
How old is the house?
Well, we weren't sure. We dated it back to, like, the 1932 or something. And that's when it just appeared. Somehow, the address, this is what the county clerks were telling us that they had changed, they could have, this was their interpretation of what might have happened there, because there's no record of the first owners and who built it or when it was put there. They said that there could have been a change of streets, they rearranged the streets or the numbers, how the city changes the numbers, and somehow that house, the records before that, they can't find them. They can't relay them back. They can't figure out when it was first built. And the last known people we couldn't get a hold of. Those were the people that we couldn't talk to. But we do know that they lived there for like 60 years. The ones before them were dead. And then before that, we can't find anything.
I would think there's going to be a record someplace in just in depression, I'd get 1880s, 1870s is the build time.
I'm sure there is records somewhere, but what we lose is the name.
You have the name of the people that were dead?
Yeah, we did, and we had the property number, the parcel numbers. And when you go back, because we couldn't understand that, because we talked to the records people, and we're asking them, now how can this parcel just appear out of nowhere? You know, it wasn't an empty lot or something or anything that, and they couldn't find anything, and that's their explanation to us.
Of course, yeah, records back then are different than now, I suppose.
Yeah, but that's what they said. I'm sure if we tried a little harder, we'd have to really try hard because we do not have any names after those people. We could try contacting their relatives, but God, they probably wouldn't know anything, you know. And we asked about any of the neighbors that may have been there, but I asked the people that lived there, so if they knew, they probably forgot.
It just sounds to me like a historical society, you know, might have some information because the names on the deed transfers would have, you know, for when the house was transferred from one person to another, there had to have been a transaction or you know, a change of.
I'm sure there was. There was just something screwy with it. Either they screwed it up, because I've never had that problem before. When we trace them, we usually can go all the way back and find out who built them and find out if they split the property. You know, that's all in there when you're tracing back. So if the address was, say if the property was split and the address was changed, you still see that. But this one just stopped. There was nothing before that, nothing. Unless it got lost or something misplaced or those people, you know, I don't know. I just can't, maybe survey, I don't even know if they surveyed back then, did they? I don't know.
Yeah, they would have surveyed, and there'd be plat maps, too. And I'm sitting
yes.
here, my cat walked in unexpectedly. Samantha just came to grace us, so she's sitting here like, girl, purring in my lap. Another bitter end of the main ranch house.
Yeah, we'd probably have to do a little more, you know, digging from another angle there, because we just couldn't get anything from, and we went right to the records downtown and did it. In fact, that was Grand Rapids, talking about Grand Rapids on there. I live about 30 minutes from Grand Rapids.
Well, I think you're going to get more on that. I would look at plat maps because those are going to be probably your best source of information. They were used for a lot of insurance records, I think, if I remember right, the stories behind these. And somebody will probably hear this and correct me, but you know, that's the general gist of it. And they even drew the locations of outhouses and where, you know, outbuildings were. And, you know, all that stuff was in these maps. So if you could go back to historical societies, they could point you to this stuff. And you could be able to, and it would record the names, you know, some at least basic information that you could start with, you know.
Right. We'll have to go back and do that. And
yeah.
We're going to
start to feed here. It's 11:58 our time, and I'm sure it's way later your time.
I have to go to work.
Oh, yeah, you got to go to work. It's 3 o'clock here. All right, well, I will let you go, and thank you for the EVP. Do you keep recordings of that? Can you send that to me?
I'll send it to you. Just, you know, pop me your address. I've got it right here. I'll go ahead and save that off, and then, yeah. And then let's talk about, you know, maybe we could do a show with you, Major Hina.
All right. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Sure. All right.
All right. Send me your email and I'll get it all taken care of.
I will send it to you right now.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye now.
Bye.
Well, Miss Karen, who has to go to work, I think we did a good show tonight.
You think so?
Yeah,
it was good.
Did you have a good time?
You're still talking.
Yeah, I'm still talking. I've been sitting here drinking stuff, everything I could get my hands on to keep me going. But, I'm going to be glad to kind of hang it up here tonight. But my cat is sitting here just all over. She's like, meow, meow. Yes, Samantha, I see you.
Well, I hope you don't wake up tomorrow and sore again from all this talking.
You know what? I'm going to take another ibuprofen just before bed here and just relax. So, yeah, I'm good. I'm good. It was a lot of fun to do this tonight.
Yeah. Nice to see everybody again.
Yep. Good to have the gang together, and welcome aboard, co-host.
That was so cool seeing Sherry.
Yeah. I really hope that helped her. She seemed like she was kind of blown away, I think.
I mean, it would be really cool if we could see her when, she's going to be out in Sedona. Even if we don't, I might have to go up and see her.
Okay. Well, hey, I'm going to go ahead and hang it up there, kiddo.
All right. Yep, I got to get going.
Okay. I'll talk to you later. Okay.
All right, and I'll send you my flight details tomorrow.
Okay. We'll be looking for that. Okay.
Good night.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye. And this is Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio. We're signing off. And great show. Good to be back home where we belong. Bye now.